Hare Krishna. Eventual defeat doesn't justify immediate defeat. Sometimes when we are battling against temptations, we may feel that the lure of those temptations, the pressure that they create within us, is so strong that we will not be able to resist them for long, that we will eventually have to succumb to it. And thinking like this, we may think that, okay, if eventually I am going to be defeated, then why keep battling? Why not accept defeat right now? Why not indulge in the pleasure and indulge all the way in the pleasure? Now, the problem with this reasoning is that actually when we battle against temptations, that battle is not exactly like a battle against an external enemy. Suppose when one army is fighting against another army, which is far, far more powerful, then just keeping on fighting may simply mean having more and more casualties and then eventually being defeated. So in that case, it is better to accept defeat, raise the white flag, and then try to negotiate some compromise to avoid, and thus avoid casualties, cut the losses as much as possible. But that is not the case in our inner war against temptation. Now that is, although it is often called as a war, but this is more like a weightlifting exercise. Now when we lift a weight, and lift a heavy weight, we know that we are not going to be able to lift it forever, nor are we going to be able to lift it for a very long time also. But still, for whatever time we are able to lift up that weight, to that extent, you know, we are exercising and our muscles are growing. Or consider another example, say of fasting. If we fast on a holy day, then we know that we are eventually going to eat food. But that doesn't mean that we have to eat food immediately. You know, the longer we fast on a holy day, the more spiritual credits we will get. Or say if we are fasting for health, then the longer we fast, the more weight we will lose and the more detox effect we will achieve as the body cleanses itself during the fasting period. So just like in fasting or in weightlifting, the growth lies not in the product but in the process. So just by keeping lifting the weight as long as we can, just by fasting for as long as we can, you know, just as we grow over there, our muscles or our health improves or our spiritual credits improve. Similarly, when we battle against temptation, resist temptation, the longer we resist temptation, the more more we are growing spiritually, especially if we focus not just on saying no to temptation, but we focus on saying yes to Krishna. Now we grow spiritually by saying yes to Krishna, and the more we say yes to Krishna, the more our capacity to say no to temptation increases. So, but while we are saying yes to Krishna, when temptation tempts us and torments us, at that time if we just give in to the temptation, then we unwittingly end up saying no to Krishna when we still could have said yes. So this tolerating desire, that means enduring the presence of the temptations without succumbing to their influence, that is the way to spiritual growth. Krishna talks about this in Bhagavad Gita 5.23 when he states, Shaknoti haiva yah sodhum praksharir vimokshanat kama krodhodbhavam vegam sayukta sa sukhe naraha. So he says, Shaknoti, if it is possible, O Arjuna, ihaiva yah sodhum, in this world certainly, sodhum, to tolerate, praksharir vimokshanat, the battle will go on till death, but tolerate it. Kama krodhodbhavam vegam, the desire born of lust and greed. Kama krodhodbhavam vegam sayukta sa sukhi naraha. One who can tolerate this, such a person is well situated. Such a person is situated in yoga, yukta, and sa sukhi naraha. This person is happy being situated on the path to happiness. So, by tolerating desire, and especially by tolerating temptations, by focusing our consciousness on Krishna, we will become purified, we will become spiritually elevated, we will connect with Krishna and experience higher happiness in our spiritual connectedness with Krishna. And once we have experienced higher happiness, then saying no to lower desires will not be all that difficult. And with that higher taste, we will be able to decide at what level of abstinence we can practice in a sustainable way throughout our life. So although we may be eventually defeated, we don't have to immediately accept defeat. We can keep fighting and don't focus and not focus on the fighting with temptation, but focus on absorption in Krishna, and then we will be able to grow in our spiritual life sustainably and joyfully, because the absorption in Krishna will give us spiritual joy. Thank you. Hare Krishna.